Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How may I help you?
Yes, Brittany. My name is Mary Lou Perry. I need you to try to pull up an account for me.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name?
Mary Lou Perry.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
Actually, I don't want to give you any information.
I have your address on file. I just have to verify it to make sure this is you, ma'am, before I give out any information.
1015. That's all I'm going to give you because this was a fraudulent act on y'all's part, on my debit card, on my credit card.
Okay, I'm just waiting for it to load. And you say you think this fraud?
I think so.
I can transfer.
I never received anything from y'all.
Okay.
I have no idea what this is.
Okay, if you think this fraud, I can transfer you to fraud department.
Well, but first, how about just tell me?
Okay,
I'm
gonna tell you once it load up, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, I see on here it was a KitchenAid mixer for $5.74.
Okay, I've never received anything from y'all. And I've never said that y'all could take $39.99. I have no idea why the $39.99 y'all tried to take out this last yesterday.
It declined, but I can go ahead and counsel you out so you won't get charged any further.
Well, tell me how this works, because you need to counsel me out, but tell me how it works. Because I also had a charge a couple of months ago for $160.
No, that's not ours.
I didn't get anybody to answer my call.
No, the 160 is not ours. We only charge you on September 20th, $39.99, and on 12/29, $39.99, but both of those declined.
Yeah, you need to take them out because I have no idea where that came from.
Yes, ma'am. I got you, counsel. Would you like that confirmation number?
Can you email it to me?
Uh-huh.
You have my email address, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just email me the confirmation number and make sure y'all don't do any more on that on my account, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too.